always on about encouraging us and encouraging us to encourage others. And Greg, I just want to thank you. You were an encouragement this morning in leading worship. It was a blessing. And I think sometimes, or a lot of times, we can be being encouraged, but we can miss it too because we don't see it for what it is. And I just want to just share a reading with you from Acts chapter 13, and consider how the apostles are encouraging us today with their response to God as they obeyed what their calling was, and regardless of the obstacles that they came up against. And then we will watch a DVD, which is a message to children, but I believe we can receive a great encouragement from as well, to live God's way. So Acts 13, we'll start at chapter 1, and we'll go down to from verse 1 down to verse 1 to 12. And it says, "Among the prophets and teachers of the church at Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simeon, called the Black Man, Lucius from Cyrene, Manaen, the childhood companion of King Herod Antipas, and Saul. One day, as these men were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Dedicate Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them.' So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. So Barnabas and Saul were sent out by the Holy Spirit. They went down to the seaport of Seleucia and then sailed for the island of Cyprus. There in the town of Salamis, they went to the Jewish synagogues and preached the word of God. John Mark went with them as their assistant. Afterward, they travelled from town to town across the entire island until finally they reached Paphos, where they met a Jewish sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He had attached himself to the governor, Sergius Paulus, who was an intelligent man. The governor invited Barnabas and Saul to visit him, for he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, as his name means in Greek, interfered and urged the governor to pay no attention to what Barnabas and Saul said. He was trying to keep the governor from believing. Saul, also known as Paul, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he looked at the sorcerer in the eye. Then he said, 'You son of the devil, full of every sort of deceit and fraud, an enemy of all that is good, will you never stop perverting the true ways of the Lord? Watch now, for the Lord has laid his hand of punishment upon you, and you will be struck blind. You will not see the sunlight for some time.' Instantly, mist and darkness came over the man's eyes, and he began groping around, begging for someone to take his hand and lead him. When the governor saw what had happened, he became a believer, for he was astonished at the teaching about the Lord." Now, in this situation, there's probably many other passages that will bring out how God encourages us and is wanting to build us up in the faith than maybe this one. But what struck me with this was the apostles were first encouraged daily to seek God, to seek the Holy Spirit and his leading. They didn't want to do it on their own. They couldn't do it on their own. If they did, they'd be dead. They had a calling and they needed God's timing and God's way to fulfill that calling. So they waited on the Holy Spirit. They chose to do that. And then it came that the Holy Spirit said it was time for these prophets and teachers to lay their hands on Barnabas and Saul or Paul and send them out. And so they obeyed what the Spirit said and did that, and Barnabas and Saul went out. Now, this governor, he is hearing about what the apostles are doing. And so he's encouraged and he wants to know about this God and about this Jesus that they've been preaching about. But then we see an influence come in from this false prophet named Bar-Jesus. And in my Bible, in my version, the New Living, it says he had attached himself to the governor. Now that says to me that he wanted to get in there and be an influence upon this man or within this man, and the authority that this man carries, he wanted to have a part of that. And so he attached himself to him. And Paul is prompted, obviously, by the Holy Spirit, or convinced that this is evil, this is not good, this is stopping God's word from being preached and going out to this man. So he addresses it and he says it for what it is, it's evil. And also the governor can see the proof that it was God who was in charge here with Paul and Barnabas' life and their mission. And he saw the result, that as Paul had spoken to this false prophet and said that he would be blinded, he was. And that influenced in a major way the governor and his response to Paul and Barnabas's message, and he wanted to know the truth. He wanted to know more. So through that, there's a lot of encouraging going on. There's a lot of influence going on for good and for bad. And it's the same for us every day. We can be encouraged and we might miss it for what it is, or it might be an encouragement to do the negative thing, the wrong thing. But if we can see it for what it is, and then we've got a choice we can make. Yes, we go with it. If it is with good, it's to benefit the glory of God, and it's to take us deeper with him, or it's to bless somebody else. But if it's in the negative, if it's for selfishness or whatever, we've got to receive it for what it is and then make a choice. Do I accept it or do I leave it? Now, influence and encouragement, that's what's coming through to me today, just to consider what it is and our response to it. Encouragement, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it said that it means inspire or help. Then I looked up influence. And influence said power to affect another, one that affects another, and three, it says move, affect, or sway. And again, I think that can all be for the positive or the negative. So it's the influences that we accept or listen to is important, whether it's for the negative or the positive. Now, I just think I'll just leave that there for now, and I will look at this DVD, and it's a message that's being given to a group of primary school children in their school by Nick. Remember the man with no arms and no legs? And he is an inspiration, this man. He is an influence and wants to be an influence in many people's lives, as many people's lives as he can, influencing them for good, influencing them and encouraging them that this life isn't too hard to live the right way. Whereas a lot of people, particularly young people, think it's too hard. But here is a testimony of a man who is encouraging others because he's had to make the strong stand himself and accept his disability and then move on. So let's just be just listen to what he's got to say to these kids. And Sue, if anyone wants to listen to this video, we're going. It goes for 20 minutes, but it's a good message. So I'm not sure if they all want to look at it, but if they want to, they can. Okay. Yeah. Feel encouraged? Yeah. And God wants us, he's encouraging us all the time through each other and through other circumstances, and we've got a choice how we take that, which is what Nick's message is. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit always with us, always prompting us. And Lord, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. And Lord, we choose today, again afresh, to follow you. Lord, to draw closer to you. Lord, to be the encouragers to others that you're calling us to be. Lord, to be carriers of your grace and your mercy. And Lord, your salvation. Lord, into this community, and wherever it is, Lord, you send us, may our lives reflect who you are each and every day. And we just pray, Lord, this very day for your blessing and provision for Nick in every way that he needs it. We thank you that he is a testimony of never giving up. And, Lord, that you are using him in mighty ways. Lord, we just pray that we won't miss the opportunities that you bring across our path each and every day also, that we would be willing, Lord, to be set apart for you and to go and do what the Holy Spirit says, and you would find us obedient. We praise you, Lord, for who you are and for the changes that you're bringing in us and others. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.